The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Warning, the contents of this program could help you think for yourself. It's the Peter Boyle Show on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Want to know something amazing? We got him, Billy? Guy's not answering. Billy, come on the air and talk, because this guy's an important guy. Morning. We're chasing this for a second. It's Tuesday, November the 17th, 2020. I'm Peter Boyles. This is Radio Free Denver, Voice of the People, 710 KNUS on a Tuesday, 69, a high 73 Wednesday, 64 Thursday. We're not finding Joel Altman. Joel Altman appeared with Randy Corcoran on Saturday, and Randy, we're blanking out here. Randy said he's the guy to listen to, and Billy talked to him, I think, or booked him by phone or booked him by he never talked to him. He booked it by texting. Now we don't have him. We'll see what happens. Go back to open lines, 303-696-1971. And if he comes on the line, we'll bring him on the show. Was the election stolen? And do you still what I wrote down and big deal was about, do you still watch pro sports? This is a disgusting story. The Sacramento Kings announcer, who said all lives matter, he was fired. 30 years on the gig. Guy's name is Grant Napier. We'll see if I can. I got some friends in Cali. See if we can get this guy on the show. He lost his job at KHTH Radio. He was replaced by some dope named Mark Jones. We're delighted to welcome Mark to the Kings family. Jones is a well-known cop hater, race baiter, and laughed at an NFL player's injury because he was a supporter of Donald Trump, called Donald Trump a white supremacist terrorist. You want to know where our business is going? There's where it's going. Bunch of cowards. 303-696-1971. What's driven the show is the election itself. Sidney Powell, and again, they drop these bombs about ways to prove it, and we got it proven, and then they don't. We got him? Good. Woo. I was sweating bullets. Please say good morning. Really looking forward to this. This is Joel Altman, O-L-T-M-A-N. Hey, Joel. Thanks, man. Good morning and welcome, because you did the show Saturday. Welcome to the show, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's Joe, J-O-E.
Oh, okay. Altman. Shows you what I know.
With two N's. Sorry.
So spell it right. So I do it.
O-L-T-M-A-N-N.
Gotcha. Do your bio.
But I've been called worse, Peter. So
come sit on this side of the microphone. I'll show you worse. Do a bio and talk about yourself so people know who you are.
I'm the CEO of a tech company. By day, I started FEC United, which is an organization that works to kind of bring some sensibility to our community and empower people. I started that about 26 weeks ago. That now has 91,000 members. I'm one of the co-hosts of Conservative Daily. I had to come out. I was using the pen name Joe Otto for that for the last 11 years, and well, because of all this,
you do a radio show or is a pod?
Podcast.
Okay, it's a pod. Okay.
It's actually a really good podcast.
No,
I mean, it's not
it.
As popular as you, but it's we're top 40.
Give it a plug. Who co-hosts with you, and where do you do it?
We do it at our studio, and it's in Denver, Colorado. And our co-host is Max McGuire. He's quite the individual.
All right. So, what's your education?
Yeah,
where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Washington, D.C.,
right. And
I'm sorry, I'm going to kiss my wife goodbye.
Okay. Kiss her for me. Remember that? Kiss her for me. Yeah.
So you know, it's been kind of a, you know, I moved out here 25 years ago and into Colorado 25 years ago. And I've been, you know, doing, working for myself for most of those 25 years.
Education background?
I have an education.
Me too. Where'd you go to school?
Maryland.
Okay. And what was your area? What was your major?
Business.
Okay.
International business and finance. And then I came out here and, I've been here for the last 25 years.
Okay. So you work a real job as well as the pod?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the CEO of a tech company that's one of the largest first-party data aggregators in the nation,
cool.
Other than Google. So,
obviously, where the rubber meets the road is what's happened. And I promised last night, you know, that I was talking, you know, about getting ready to speak with you. Billy listened to your show with Randy. I did not. So, you know, this is our first time I've listened. Have you been approached by anyone in the Trump team to bring your work into a courtroom?
Yes, I have. I've signed an affidavit, and I've been in constant contact with the Trump lawyers. And
could you name them the lawyers that you've been talking to?
You know, the uncomfortable part for me is that I don't know what I'm supposed to say and not supposed to say about who I'm talking to over there. But I will tell you that all the names that you're hearing about in the news, many of those I've been having conversations with.
But give me an example. I mean, please, I don't want to press, but this is an important interview. So by name, if the names are in the media, did they contact you or did you contact them?
They contacted me.
Okay. Predicated on?
Well, predicated mostly on what we're actually talking about right now. It's just the amount of information that I had related to Eric Coomer and Dominion Voting Systems.
All right.
You know, I didn't set out to uncover Eric Coomer. I wasn't even looking for him.
I understand.
So it's not a. It wasn't something that I was actually trying to. Uncover. It wasn't like I said Dominion Voting Systems, and I started this whole deal looking for them. I was looking for Antifa journalists.
And
stumbled upon Eric Coomer. So, I mean, if you want, I can walk through the entire process.
No, please.
I
am fascinated. There's a bunch of things that I wrote down to myself. You sound like a very bright man. And you know there's a thing that called rules of evidence, whether we're reading history or medicine or whatever it is. And there is this imaginary courtroom where historians weigh and measure evidence. And that's where this lies now, and I think you'd more than agree.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
So what would you walk into a court and show?
Well, I'd start by walking into a court and showing who Eric Coomer is as a person, the fact that he can't be nonpartisan and that he had his fingers on the ability to change the outcome of the election, and he did. And so the problem with this entire case is it's predicated upon the smoking gun. It's predicated upon actually having hard evidence that votes were switched, that the system used algorithms, that they manipulated votes. And unfortunately with code, and I know this very well, you can't just walk in and just here's the evidence, right? I mean, obviously there's indications that there's quote unquote glitches in certain areas, but on a mass scale, in order to understand what's happening in this case, you have to get access to the code. So all you can do is do all the information gathering around the code until you can gain access to it.
The rap is that 2.7 million votes were stolen. The internet talk radio is flooded with claims that I've listened to and read, including bouncing in and out of your work. And it all centers around Dominion Voting Systems, which is what you're addressing right now. And there's a lot of rumors. Go ahead, please.
Yeah,
What I found out was not rumors, not innuendo.
All right.
It was, and I'll tell you, I was on a phone call trying to, sorry, I'm getting hushed out. I have men that are guarding me right now.
Right.
So it's kind of, I got to do.
Can I ask you who's guarding you?
Two guards
from
with guns.
Most guards, but I mean, who hired them and who plus at your home? They're guarding you at your house right now.
Peter, with all due respect, I'll talk to you about the case and I'll talk to you about things related to it. But giving you information about my safety and security, I'm probably
fair
not
enough. Listen, I get that. I understand. I'm sorry, I had to ask.
Yeah, so I'll just kind of give you the quick story, and then I'll let you fill in and ask questions from there.
Okay.
But back in late September, mid to late September, I got on a phone call that happened to be an Antifa call. Actually, I knew it was an Antifa call when I got on it, and I was listening, and there was quite a bit of rhetoric that was going back and forth, and so I took notes, right? And in those notes, I just started writing down
How did you get on the call?
Very carefully.
No, I mean that's not an answer. I mean, did you tap in? Is that how you got in?
No, I legally got on the call. So everything I did was legal.
In getting on the call,
I started listening, and a person got on and started talking, and somebody asked who Eric was, and somebody else responded. Eric is the Dominion guy. So as the phone call went on and he started talking about things that they needed to do as an organization and to fortify and to make sure that they kept the pressure on, and they were talking about, targets. And somebody said, what are we going to do if Trump wins? And he responds, you don't worry about the election. Trump's not going to win. I effing made sure of that. And then there was some laughing, and then people saying effing right.
Do you have a tape of this?
I can't tell you what I do and don't have, but I will tell you that, I got off that. At the moment, I started laughing myself because I'm like, this is ridiculous. These guys think they're Jedi warriors. They think that they can will the election.
And if
right?
I may, so, this is Joe Altman. Joe, when did this call take place?
Somewhere between the middle and end of September.
Of this year?
Of this year, yeah.
All right.
And so I wrote notes. I did go back and do some research on Eric. And it really started my research very simply with Eric Dominion, Denver, Colorado. So not a very clever, uncover of information. But as I put that in there, the first thing that came up was Eric Coomer, Dominion Voting Systems. Right. So I did some research and due diligence on him, but he wasn't actually someone I was looking for. So in going through this process, it's not like I set out and said, ooh, I had all this information. I set it aside, found out that he had a PhD in nuclear physics, found out that he's very, very smart, has a very robust background in code. I found out that he has multiple patents out there with lots of other people. I didn't do any research at that point on those people. And then I just figured that he worked for CIA, FBI, someone. I figured a person that smart with that background would not be Antifa. And so I had a conversation with John Tig Tigan about this.
Who we know.
Yeah. He's an American hero, regardless of these Antifa journalists and what they write. And so I had the conversation with him, and I said, hey, these guys are just nuts. They really are. And kind of went on about my business, and I was able to uncover quite a few Antifa journalists, not just because of this call, but because of other infiltrations we had within Antifa. And so I had a meeting on October 15th at Bandimere for the FEC United. And at that meeting, I basically said,
May I ask who you met with? I'm just going to interject from time to time for clarification. Who did you meet with at Bandimere? Okay. Who did you meet with?
No, we held an FEC United meeting at Bandimere.
May I ask
you? We actually held a...
Okay. Was it
300 people there.
Was it the night of the rally, or was it another night?
No. No, so October 15th we had our own meeting. So we have FEC United meetings every other week, and we get together. And FEC stands for Faith, Education, and Commerce, the three pillars of our community. So we built this organization on top of a law and policy center that allow for us to have peace and give people in the community back the ability to have constitutional integrity. And
who was at the meeting?
The meeting was, yeah, so we have people from the community that actually come to these meetings. I mean, we have somewhere between 300 and 500 people that show up every time we have a meeting. So
were any prominent names at the meeting?
Well, I think there's lots of prominent people that are involved in it, but none that I would probably say on this call.
Okay.
So at that meeting, I basically called out the Antifa journalists, the activist journalists, that don't represent telling a story. They represent, you know, slandering people in the community that stand up against, you know, their socialist and communist values. So I said actually on tape that we actually live casted across the internet that we were, you know, we were going to uncover them. We were going to do the same doxing that they do to others. We're going to do to them. And we're going to make sure everyone knew that they were Antifa. So in doing this, I, you know, they wrote a story on it. The Colorado Times Recorder, one of the Antifa journalists, or suspected Antifa journalists, I should say.
Would you name the journalist?
Oh, I'll name a few of them. I know that. I'll tell you one in Colorado Springs that's a Antifa leader and a part of Our Revolution, which is the same organization that Chris Jacks is a part of, that threatened to kill Americans in the street. That said he infiltrated and represents most majorities in the Democrat Party across Colorado, and that's Heidi Beadle. She uses her information at the Colorado Independent and the Colorado Springs Business or Colorado Springs Independent and the Colorado Springs Business Journal in order to dox business people, right? That again disagree or speak up against their Antifa. So she is a known Antifa journalist, but there's others in Denver. There's actually some really prominent ones in Denver that. Are quite friendly or associated with the Antifa movement, which, by the way, is not an idea. It's an actual movement. It's
okay,
an actual
organization. No, I understand all that. Who in Denver, by name, plays this?
So there's an old saying that loose lips sink ships.
I get it.
And I will use that information when I have to use that information.
All right.
Right now, it's not pertinent to what I found out about Eric Coomer, nor how it happened. And the only reason I brought up the meeting on the 15th is because you know, I came out and told everyone on the 15th that I was doing research on Antifa. It follows the path of everything that I've been saying. But again, I didn't know who Eric was, nor did I care who Eric was. I didn't feel like he was an important part of the puzzle. So fast forward to the election night, we all go to sleep thinking that President Trump had won. He had comfortable leads in all swing states. It was predicted you know, that night that he'd win at somewhere around 305 electoral votes. And what was weird is that they wouldn't call those states. Like, they were calling states that were really close with Trump and Biden, but the news media was not calling those states. And all of us had this sinking feeling that, oh, here we go. And then, you heard all the stories that came in on the fraud. Frankly, it's debilitating because now you're fighting against what looks like a machine. And I'm saying that in retrospect. I'm not saying that because I had that feeling at the point, but at the moment. But so I, you know, fast forward past the election to Friday. I'm up elk hunting with my friends. I'm sitting down. Somebody sends me an article to read about what happened in Georgia and the fact that the voting machines glitched, or I'm sorry, didn't glitch. They did not glitch. I didn't. They shut down for a couple hours for an update. And so I started reading and thinking to myself, well, first of all, why would the machine shut down in these counties for an update? And then I got to the part where it had Eric Coomer's name. And then all of a sudden I put it together and I said, wait a minute, I know that's the guy from Dominion was in 40 states. I didn't know that they had prominent responsibility for 23 states. By their own admission, in 2012, they they had over 70 million of the votes in the U.S. they were responsible for. So I didn't know any of that at the time. So I started doing research. I sat down and for the next couple hours just started making phone calls and texting people and emailing and gathering information and doing more research on Eric Coomer. And then I said to myself, I've got to get access to his social account. Well, his social account was tied up, was pretty tight. I mean, he makes sure that he keeps everything behind a pretty tight wall, but I was able to gain access to his Facebook page. And when I went through his Facebook page, and again, you have this, you know, this sinking feeling in your gut. As I went through his Facebook page, I was like, oh my gosh. So I started sending friends of mine text that says, I think I'm in trouble. I think I have information on someone who is Antifa that is, you know, responsible for the fate of our elections.
All right, this is perfect time for me to break. You set it up. Now I need to do a turnaround. You know, we got to pay the bills. When we come back, you cool to come back and you stay with me or through a pause?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Joe, and I thought it was Joel. It's Joe Altman, and the story stands for itself. Plumbing and heating and your homes and keeping things warm. Mighty Plumbing and Heating, they've been out to my house twice, make sure everything is working and safe and no costly repairs, and you prevent things that could happen. Furnace safety checks are $69. You can add a drain cleaning for $69 as well. They're coming. They're going to be there. Why not do them both, right? It's a limited time deal. Mighty Plumbing and Heating takes care of all your plumbing and heating repairs, replacements in the best time. It's beautiful weather, 69 today, 73, but we go to the weekend. It's going to be 28, 24 coming up on the Monday night. Mighty Plumbing and Heating. They come and they do it right. They all COVID up and they come and they use all the best stuff. But just let them do the furnace check. And in fact, if you need to, let them do the drains. They do background checks. Their guys are the best guys, best, most reliable in the service, best quality. Mighty Heating and Plumbing. Call them 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. Kevin and those guys are the best for $69 because you know it's going to get cold. In the middle of the night, the furnace doesn't go on and you're in trouble. Let them do preventive maintenance. Let them find a problem now if it's there. All your plumbing, heating repairs, and replacements. My friends, 720-340-1950.
Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. The Peter Boyle Show.
Here we go, everybody. Good morning on a Tuesday, the 17th of November. Stephen Tubbs this afternoon back here again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. And we may ask this guest to return again tomorrow. Before we go back, the groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment, advanced hair restoration. Got some really good feedback from people on these guys. It's here in town. And if you're even, you know, like you're in your middle 40s, late 40s, early 40s, and you're losing your hair, it's not good. People losing their hair in their 30s. The doctor and the surgeon, Tanya Pauls and Farah and the people, it's an all women, everybody in there, these very wonderful, very smart, very gifted women who handle this. Advanced FUE treatment takes one day. It's pain-free. Your new hair starts growing the very next day. It's 100% guaranteed. Advanced hair, you receive the highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. Celebrate Advanced Hair's grand opening in Denver. Special financing, $250 off. The 250 free hair grafts. If you just want to know, you can look at their website, advancedhair.com, 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 or call them and speak with them. They're the best. They're very confidential, very quiet, very private, and they're the best. Call 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. It's an ask. They talk to you. One-day treatment. Life-changing results. Your new hair is 100% guaranteed to grow. 720-459-HAIR. Our guest, he comes from Randy Corcoran. His name is Joe Altman. And he is talking about what he believes has happened to the outcome of the Trump election. And you focus on a guy by the name of Eric Coomer. And Coomer, you believe, is an Antifa operative. Is that fair?
I think he is Antifa. I don't know what the word operative means, but I think he's. I definitely think he's Antifa.
Well,
yes.
I mean, an operator.
Yeah.
He does work for them. And
I want to, again, he was on the phone call, right? That's how I started getting the information I had on him. And then later on, obviously I was able to uncover some stuff that strongly linked him to Antifa and being anti-American and certainly anti-Trump.
So this Eric Coomer is able to do then what?
Well, I think we have to get back to what we discovered, right? So when you get back to what we discovered on Facebook, it was really simple. I started looking at some of the things that he posted the day before the election, where he tells people to that if you voted for this narcissistic, and I don't know the exact wording, it's not sitting in front of me, individual, that you need to un-Trump me and basically to pound sand, right? So that was the day before the election. You go to back to June 2nd, he posted the Antifa Manifesto, which is the letter to President Trump. You go back to May 31st, he posts videos
With respect and limited time, that doesn't mean. I mean, again, I'm looking for evidence, and you're sure that this Eric Coomer is the Eric on the phone call?
Yeah. I'm fairly sure.
Good. All right, good. All right.
I'm as sure as you can possibly be never meeting a person.
All right, fair enough.
And again, if it looks like a skunk, smells like a skunk, walks like a skunk.
That's a duck, yeah. All right.
So then I started doing more research on Eric Coomer and doing more research on his involvement with other things. Went back and checked his patents. I checked his fingerprints or how he showed up in different states. And all of the states that we're seeing problems with at Dominion's in, he not only was he's not only the director of strategy and security for Dominion, he's also apparently the spokesperson. So he's actually the spokesperson for Dominion. So you see articles that are written out there where they're talking about glitches or problems in the system. Eric Coomer is the person talking. You look at RFPs that he's doing with different states and municipalities. Eric Coomer's there. You get somebody that wants to walk in and talk to a town council or county office. Eric Coomer's there. Eric Coomer is literally the guy that is walking around everywhere, right? He's the one that is on every. He's in Georgia. He's in Arizona. He's in Nevada. He's in Michigan. He's in documentation in Pennsylvania. He's in Wisconsin. I mean, the guy is
having said all of those things, and we agreed. Show again with respect, because I want you to be right. Show me.
Oh, I am right.
Oh, I want you to be right. Show me where. Yeah. Show me where this. You can prove that this guy did it.
Well, so you can't prove that anyone put his finger. Like I said at the beginning of the show, you can't prove that anyone put their finger on the scales of the election without getting access to the code. You can't have a definitive smoking gun. That's why code is so elusive, right? But what you can prove is by using all math and science, you can actually prove that the irregularities prove that there's massive amounts of voter fraud. You then have to get into all the different corroborating evidence that point to who could have or what could have caused that to happen. So the further I get down the rabbit hole of looking into Eric Coomer, we can trace him all the way back to his days at Cal Berkeley when he was getting his PhD and him being involved with or participating in alt skinhead sites. And you could say, well, that you can't prove that. I sure can, because every email address and every interaction on the internet has a fingerprint. And as I start scraping fingerprints on people,
skins are on the other.
It comes right back to him.
Skins are on the other side. I. Once again, with respect.
No, you're wrong. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I thought the skins were the opposite. I thought they were the right wingers.
Yeah, so it's called you have to get further.
Okay, all right. Okay. Fair enough. I'm not an expert on skins. I just thought skins were the other side. But I guess, what I'm saying is, this is the hang up for me. I want you to be right. Know that going in. But I need to see, we're going to go to court. And what you're saying to him is you need more inside or more ability to look inside the system. Is that right?
No. No, what I mean is that if you put all the things together, then that actually showed the smoking gun without the code. So the code would be the bullet. It would be the it would be the actual bullet fired. But if you go back to Benford Law, and everybody's like, oh, you can't use Benford Law in this case. Well, why couldn't you? Right? We use it for massive amounts of fraud across the country. It's the system that's used by the IRS in order to uncover fraud. And that shows massive irregularities, not on Trump's side, but only on Biden's side. And it doesn't continue down the ticket in some cases because there's a massive amount of ballots that came in that just had Joe Biden filled in. And that's not just one state that happened in. That's seven states. Right. So the seven states that were identified that were actually studied, we did run a REMA analysis, which is a financial analysis that's used on the stock market. Any amount of those analysis will show you that there's massive amounts of fraud. Right. Now, take the information that I have. It just basically ties Eric Coomer to all the different things that are happening, irregularities that are happening in different parts of the country.
I'm just a
part of the puzzle.
I want you to be true. I want you to. The Internet is flooded with claims about voter fraud. And I've been reading this stuff now for almost 2 weeks. And many of the rumors center around software and the Dominion voting systems. And I've looked at what's available, and this is what makes you an anathema. And I've looked at what people say on the Internet. The rumors, there's all these article after article after article. I haven't seen, and I'm being honest with you, I haven't seen one bit of evidence that makes your claim. The Dominion software, the claim that the president actually made, that Dominion deleted 2.7 million votes that had been cast.
Listen to me one more time.
I'm not accusing you of this. I'm saying what I've been reading. That Donald Trump himself, let me ask you the question. Did they delete 2.7 million votes? What's your belief?
I can't give you a statistical answer on that at all because I'm not close enough to that.
Right.
And the part about my story that's true is everything's true. Every part of it's true. I was on that call.
Right.
Eric was on that call.
Right.
Eric said that he fixed the election.
Okay.
I went on his website, on his Facebook page. Everything on his Facebook page points to him saying that he is anti-American, anti-Trump, and pro-Antifa.
Right.
Well, just so you know, if you're pro-Antifa, it does not believe in the United States. It does not believe in anything the United States stands for.
With respect to you, that doesn't mean he rigged it.
It doesn't matter. You can't have someone that's nonpartisan. You can call it. No, it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't. You cannot have someone that runs. And by the way, let's just trace Eric Coomer back to Mongolia. Right? Mongolia in 2012, 2013, one of the worst elections they've ever had. They had to recount the election that actually switched it from one party to the other. Fast forward to 2017. By the way, this is Dominion voting systems are in both places. Fast forward to 2017, and this is true. This is absolutely 100% fact. 2017, again, irregularities caused by a quote-unquote glitch in the system. Guess whose fingerprints were all over Mongolia? Guess who I have pictures of with Eric Coomer in Mongolia with Mongolian leaders? I do. And he was the one that was there. He was the one signing the contracts in Mongolia. So you can say that it's not proof.
Hold on, Red Rider. The president said he won Pennsylvania. He said, I quote you, 700,000 ballots were not allowed to be viewed and counted Pittsburgh and Philly.
And that's absolutely true.
All right, and Giuliani continues that. And they talk about...
That's absolutely true.
All right. So, but it...
Let me ask you a question.
Sure,
when in the world, when did the media become the ultimate expert of being able to call who the president-elect?
Listen to me. I hate the media. I hate the media. Don't hang that on me. I hate the media. I don't think you understand who I am. I want Donald Trump to be reelected. I'm looking for evidence to make the case.
And I think that's the difference, right? I don't want President Trump to be elected. I want whoever is the rightful person that should be the president of the United States to be elected.
Then who do you
believe? We have an obligation to protect our constitutional republic.
We have an
obligation to it.
And who do you believe? Right? Who do you believe won this election?
I believe President Trump won the election.
All right.
And I believe it's hard to it's hard to ignore all the facts that are truly there. Eliminating all of the white noise, all the other things that are happening, someone actually losing a USB drive, even making the fact that you can actually transport election data, the only way through a USB drive, right? Anyone that's in the code world, and by the way, they are shutting down math and statisticians and professors, really smart people from Harvard, MIT, all over the country. They're coming forward saying, look, I'm a Democrat. I didn't vote for President Trump, but you can't have an election go this way.
I understand right? that. So, that's my point is we need to know. We need to know. I'm being honest with you, man. Like, I get in beefs with people. And by the way, from the internet, the skins wanted to kidnap Donald Trump and kill him. The skinheads wanted to do that.
No, so there's different types of groups of skinheads. It's kind of a misnomer that skinheads. Now, I didn't get far enough into the deal, but if what I'm saying is untrue, then why is a site that's been up for 25 years that has Eric Coomer's signature on it that I downloaded, why is it that they deleted that site? Why did Eric Coomer go and scrub the entire, scrub all of
the
profiles?
We're trying to find him and ask him to come on a radio show. So
he's a ghost. I had somebody go to his house in Salida. He is a ghost.
All right.
He is nowhere to be found.
But
and here's another thing.
Once again, with respect, that doesn't prove it. I mean, the guy, you have to have, you know this, you're a smart guy. I walk into court and I can say, Joe killed Mary. Where's your proof? Well, Mary moved. You know, you see what
Peter,
I'm saying? I'm on your side.
Peter,
I'm trying to clean it up. Yeah.
Look, I again, I want to be very respectful to you, but I don't want to be on anybody's side. I want to be on the side of what's right for this country.
And truth doesn't have a side. I've been saying that for 10 days. Truth has
but
no
how do you
side.
How do you have a weaponization of technology, a weaponization of the media, which is very pronounced, that is one-sided? How does it do the things that it's doing to suppress the election? How do you have USB drives that disappear for 10 minutes? How do you have people that are supposed to be poll watchers that are watching being kicked out of office, out of rooms? How do you have others that are being sent home at 10:30 at night only to start counting where they lied and said that they weren't doing it? How
do
you
explain
the
150? But that's not true.
It is true.
No, it isn't.
It is true.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. I mean, a lot of stuff is being said. I'm not better than you. I just have a lot more time on my hands. And I want this to be true.
Okay, so Peter, where did you hear that it wasn't true that poll workers were kicked out, or poll watchers were kicked out?
The Pennsylvania stories.
And you're saying that's not true?
Well, not in Allegheny County, and not in Philly. I mean, I looked at this stuff.
CNN? What are we looking at?
It's called.
There's affidavits. There's hundreds of affidavits.
There's a site called Election 2020 Facts on Election Integrity, And that's where I'm stopping.
What's the name of the site?
It's called Election 2020. And it's lengthy. Look, I'm not saying they're right either, but there's so much in the air right now. And what has to take place, and I have a pause coming, is the Trump team must walk into court, into courts on federal levels and state courts, and take you with them. And they show you do testimony and you present evidence. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You said you got your information from election2020.com, right?
From a bunch of different places. I got stacks of stuff. I look like I'm going to grad school, carry so many things in.
Okay, so why is it that if you go, if election 2020 is supposed to be a nonpartisan site,
but
if election 2020 is something that I can rely on, if I can rely on my information from them, then why is the domain hidden behind a private deal based out of New York?
I don't do that kind of stuff. I don't get that weird. I'm just reading what's on different websites. Not just I pulled up everything you got in front of me. Denver business owner Dominion's Eric Coomer is an unhinged sociopath. His internet profile was being deleted and erased, and a guy named Jim Hoff wrote it. Do you know Jim Hoff?
Yeah, from Gateway Pundit.
Okay, yeah.
I did an interview with him.
All right, we're trying to find Eric Coomer. And
Eric Coomer. Why?
Well, let's see.
Why did they scrub the internet of everything having to do with the Dominion voting system? Why is Dominion voting systems based out of Denver actually registered to an apartment over on 18th Street?
Tell me why that
would happen.
I don't have an answer, but it doesn't mean they rigged the election.
It does mean they rigged the election.
No.
Put it all together. And look, you can't have statisticians, mathematicians, people coming out of the woodwork using a model that's been used for centuries, right? Excuse me, not a century, but 100 years, right? I want to make sure that I'm very accurate what I say. the Benford Law. Benford Law. And by the way, why are social media networks and people that are in media trying to say you can't use Benford Law in this? It's an anomaly.
Son, I don't know why anybody does anything. What we're talking about is bringing not some wide open why about this guy and who did this guy move. You're talking about being able to go in and prove that this happened.
It's provable.
Well, it's provable because what? And I'm going to take one more pause here. When we return, you tell me the provable point. They said, Peter, I'm going into federal court and I'm putting this in front of a judge and a jury, and here's the evidence, other than some guy moved. Our guest is wonderful. I'm back tomorrow. Dan Kaplis Law. Seriously, I mean, a serious firm, serious cases. I mentioned for years the friendship with Dan. It's been amazing. And what Dan did for my daughter when she went through some stuff. And he's just a good man. He's a solid man. He's got a good heart. And if you or in the family unit remember this, somebody in a serious personal injury or wrongful death, Danny comes to the rescue. The law office is Dan Kaplis, 303-770-5551, 303-770-5551, dankaplislaw.com. If you're in a jam, call the man.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. Join me at 9 right after Pete on News Talk 710 KNUS.
10 before the hour. Good morning, everyone. And we're asking our guests to come back tomorrow. We'll talk to them in just a second. All the experience this year, the housing market continues to be a bright spot. Interest rates remain low. Makes ownership incredibly affordable. Remind you, really good time. Call our friends at American Financing. Learn what it takes to find and get out of that apartment into a home of your own. Call American Financing. Custom loan options. Truly the best. Able to qualify, buy a home, do a refi, little if no money down, pre-quals. It's all free. Call American Financing today, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Our guest is Joe Altman. He's a wonderful guest. And Joe, can you make it back tomorrow morning?
I might be able to. I think your producer is going to talk to me afterwards.
Good, because I want you back. This is a 2-3 hour show for you, you know, to present this. And I want the truth, and I want you back on the show. I want you to know that.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question.
Surely,
Peter.
Surely.
I feel like I'm asking you a question now. You dug pretty deep into JonBenet Ramsey case, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And when you did, when you started off, you had kernels of truth, and then as the kernels of proof, and as those kernels of proof started to stack up on each other, you started to build an analysis towards what the smoking gun was in that case, correct?
Yeah, but I believe from day one, that it was an inside job. Yeah, sure.
All right. So you built it based on kernels of truth, kernels of proof.
Well, no, I mean yes and no, but it was sitting and talking to witnesses. And then it got to the grand jury, which is the court of law, which I'm talking about with you. And what we know now is the grand jury wanted to indict the mother and father for the murder, but Alex Hunter would not pull the pin. And that's the truth. Now, let's do a grand jury. I mean, I'll do that with you, which I love. I want you to be right. Mind you that. I don't want Donald Trump to lose the job.
Well, hold on, but I'm not. It's not just me. Like, I'm just a small part of the puzzle. Right. But if you put together all of the pieces to the puzzle, it's hard to ignore. It's not only hard to ignore, it shows complete and utter bias.
No.
And if you've seen, I don't know if you've seen all of these posts and all the things that have happened. I don't know if you've seen them, but if you actually read them, I actually sent them to a psychiatrist friend of mine. And I said, tell me what you see here. So he was the one that told me that this is sociopathic behavior.
Fine. Right? But that doesn't make that case.
I mean,
I can tell you,
I'm sorry?
Patsy Ramsey had a sister named Pam, Crazy Aunt Pam. She was whacked. She didn't kill the kid. I mean, we can have wackos everywhere. You understand, and this is what I think you're a great guest, and I think we'd be friends. Joe, but here's the truth. You got to show me. I mean, we have all people, so many people angry at me and love you. So what I'd like to do is, you know, if there wasn't any COVID, I'd tell you to get in here and sit with me. But how about making the show tomorrow at 7? And I'll put you on hold to speak with Billy. I want you back. Fair enough?
All right, perfect.
All right, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, brother. Thanks, man. All right. It's the best we can do, and we'll continue to do it. I want the truth. the truth doesn't have a side. Lady Justice wears a blindfold for a reason. I know all of you are upset. Let's see what happens. I don't see anything that suggests it, but I'm willing to listen again tomorrow. But you got to question people. You can't let people just say stuff. It's Tuesday. Stephens this afternoon. Thanks, Billy Thorpe. Great job. See everybody in the morning, and Joe Oatman back tomorrow on 710 KNUS.